Proclamation number 7247 of 6th of April, 1959. I will send you the Comforter. You shall all be comforted who go through your earthly life grieving or anxious. My love will always pursue you, and my love does not want you to suffer. And thus I will send you the right Comforter, my Spirit, which imparts words of love to you, words of comfort and words of strength. I have promised you my Spirit that it will comfort you when I no longer dwell in the body on earth. And this promise applies to all who take the path across earth. I myself will always be with them in spirit and address them so that they will not feel lonely and abandoned, so that they will not need to mourn, so that they will not fear and tremble. For I myself am with all who ask me for comfort and strength and love. My Spirit is truly a comforter, for can a human being address you more lovingly than eternal love itself does? And eternal love expresses itself through the Spirit, as it is promised, I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. And this Spirit, which is my emanation, will truly lift you up and comfort you. It will not leave you powerless, it will strengthen you and again give you courage and strength, and you will always be able to master earthly life because you lean on me myself when your spiritual spark unites with the Father Spirit of Eternity in order to let him comfort you. Therefore there will only ever be one path when the heart is sad, when the human being wants to despair in earthly or spiritual adversity, the path to me myself, so that my Spirit will become active in you, so that it can express itself and truly does so in such a way that you will continue your path strengthened and comforted towards the right goal. For then I will speak to you myself and my words will touch your heart like balm. They will alleviate all pain and remedy all secret hardship. My word will penetrate your hearts and bring everyone the comfort he needs in his suffering. Not arbitrarily have I spoken these words. I will send you the Comforter. For I knew about the many hardships into which my children will fall if they want to walk the path of following Jesus. Suffering will not be able to be kept away from them on this path, and in this suffering I wanted to assure them of my comfort. And since I was no longer on earth in a purely physical sense, I promised my own the Comforter, my Spirit. Thus myself, only not visible as a human being, yet present to everyone who needs comfort and strength and calls upon me for help in his adversity. But I cannot intervene in a comforting way where my Spirit is not requested, where there is no bond between the spiritual spark and the human being and the Father Spirit of Eternity. I have to wait until the call reaches my ears that a person is in distress and that he expects help from me. Then I will certainly be ready to help, for I have promised my Comforter to all who believe in me and long for him. And therefore no human being need be despondent, no matter what distresses him. For he will always find comfort and help with me, and I will quite obviously grant him such, so that my Spirit will become manifest and its working. True to my promise, I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. You can keep this promise of mine when you are troubled or distressed, for my word is truth, and no one who turned to me in his distress will need to go from me without being comforted. Amen.